Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Iran has warned of a harsh response to a suspected Israeli airstrike on its consulate building in the Syrian capital Damascus, which is reported to have killed up to 11 people. Two senior commanders of the Revolutionary Guards were among the dead. In the Iranian capital Tehran, protesters chanted anti-Israeli slogans and burned Israeli flags. Here's Sebastian Usher.
At the scene of the blast, the Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad condemned what he called an atrocious terrorist attack. Among those killed was Mohammad Reza Zahedi, who once headed Iran's elite Quds force in both Syria and Lebanon, where he built up a close relationship with Hezbollah. The Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian condemned the attack as a breach of all international conventions and called for a response by the international community. There's been no comment from Israel, which has been hitting Iranian-linked targets in Syria for years, but rarely, if ever, officially confirms its operations.
The White House says President Biden is aware of the reports of an Israeli attack in Syria and a team is looking into it. Russia, a strong ally of Syria, called the attack unacceptable. The Qatar-funded television news channel Al Jazeera has strongly criticised Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the Israeli parliament passed a law giving the government powers to block Al Jazeera broadcasts. The news channel described as ludicrous lies recent assertions by Mr. Netanyahu that Al Jazeera participated in the Hamas attack on Israel. A spokesman for the US State Department, Matthew Miller, gave this reaction at a news conference in Washington.
We support the independent free press anywhere in the world, and we think the work that the independent free press does is important everywhere in the world. Much of what we know about what has happened in Gaza is because of reporters who are there doing their jobs, including reporters from Al Jazeera.
That's Matthew Miller from the US State Department. Health workers in Gaza say an Israeli airstrike has killed three foreign aid workers and their Palestinian driver in the city of Deir al-Balah. The Israeli military say they're investigating the incident. Our correspondent Rushdie Abu Alouf is following developments from Istanbul.
The information is still emerging, but what we know so far is that a car was traveling from north to south. It was hit by an airstrike, according to the Hamas-run health ministry and local people. It was a big explosion, and it's according to a doctor in Al-Aqsa Hospital, which I spoke to this evening. He said it was about 45 minutes between the explosion and the bodies arrived to the hospital. There was three foreign nationals wearing blue bulletproof vest with the World Central Kitchen sign on them.
World news from the BBC. Officials in Texas say a person has tested positive for bird flu, the second American human case of the virus that's infected herds of dairy cows in recent weeks. State health officials say the patient had experienced eye redness after coming into contact with sick cows. Health experts say the risk to the general public is low, but people should take precautions when around ill animals. The highest court in the U.S. state of Florida has upheld a Republican-backed law that bans abortion after just 6 weeks of pregnancy. The restriction will come into effect in May. Until now, Florida has allowed abortions up to 15 weeks from the start of a pregnancy. But in a separate decision, the judges on the Florida Supreme Court said voters will be able to decide in November whether to expand abortion access. A Republican lawmaker in the state Senate, Erin Grohl, criticized the ruling.
This is not about government interference in abortion, but rather about allowing abortion up to the moment of birth, eliminating parental consent for minors, and allowing non-medical workers to diagnose patients, determine fetal viability, and approve late-term abortions. It puts a woman's health at extreme risk, all in pursuit of a radical dehumanizing agenda that allows babies to be aborted on demand and at any time.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has appointed its first woman prime minister. The planning minister, Judith Suminwa Tuluka, was named by President Felix Tshisekedi after weeks of uncertainty. The appointment follows several months of negotiations between parliamentary parties following a general election in December. Ms. Tuluka is expected to oversee employment, youth, women and national cohesion for the nation. The Japan Meteorological Agency has said that an earthquake measuring a preliminary magnitude of 6.1 has hit northern Japan. The agency reported that the epicenter was in the coastal area of Iwate Prefecture. A tsunami warning had not been issued. BBC News.